breaking down the biggest stories, talking about what really matters, and bringing you the biggest forum to let your voice be heard. Now, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, here's Steve Scafidi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Friday show, everybody. Those of you who are regular listeners know that I almost every Friday have my If the Receiver of the World segment. Now, somebody might ask, with opening day looming a week away, less than a week, why don't you do a baseball one? Because I did one like a month ago. That one and was kind of my prelude to opening day. But I'll probably cook one up next Friday, just because we're then looking forward to the home opener. So I'll give you a little flavor of what it's like to be a Brewers fan and the baseball experience, sitting at a game, broadcasting from a game. So we'll cook that into the next one. But I thought, you know, I've been talking a lot about people's reaction to stories. I will say this, and I mentioned this yesterday on the program. And thanks for joining us, by the way, however you find us over the year. Online podcast, you guys are killing my podcast page. Love it. I said this, that the listener response lately has been amazing. Really great stuff, great feedback. That's why I give out my email address, steve.scafidi2s1d@wtmj.com. Certainly the phone number, Old National Bank, talk and text line 855-616-1620. And the feedback has been great, and I appreciate that. But I know not everybody's happy. I know there are angry people out there. And I do this like once or twice a year, just kind of refresh. And you'll recognize some of the things we do at the end of my little, my wife calls them rants, but I don't call them that. I call it wisdom. So you'll notice some familiar things, but it's a kind of a refresher course on controlling. I use a more specific thing. It's anger management, but I call it controlling your radio anger. Let's go.
Rule the world.
All right, let's start with the easy one first. You know, people have an anger management problem. You know how you have one? If you listen to a radio show and your first response is to text the following, you are an and I wish you were dead. And that's not the way you should be talking to a show. A bit strong, don't you think? I think so. You know you have an anger management problem if you're on social media and you're on a post about someone else's post is, you know, if so-and-so party have their way, we'll all be dead in a year. Extremism much? And you know you have an anger management problem when you're paid to be a radio host and all you ever do is complain. Not one iota of common sense. That's an underused word, iota. I'm going to bring that back. Not one iota of common sense, logic, or actual solutions to problems. Just the same repetitive complaining. Hours after hours, year after year, same old shtick. I have to say that carefully. Citing listener emails, calling out some office policy nobody else cares about, forgetting the name of the local paper, which is, as I say over and over again, the Journal Sentinel, by the way. Phone calls never returned by CEOs. They're busy! And devoting large segments of your show to reading political party talking points. Not a fan. Loud doesn't mean smarts. Let me say that again. Loud doesn't mean smarts. And saying the same thing over and over again doesn't make it true. Listening is a skill. And that applies to your choice of radio shows as well.
Lighten up, Francis.
It's Steve. Rule the world.
That hurt my feelings right out of the gate there, Brandon. Here's one that everybody can do. We should all practice this simple gesture. If you typically respond to a friendly greeting, or post for that matter, with a comment related to politics, class warfare, systemic racism, mass mandates, taxes, how much better your sports team is, or how awful somebody is that you never even met or talked to, you definitely need to take a class in anger management. We'll call this the Greg from Facebook rule, which has been a rule for quite a few years on this show. It's basically a cry for help, often disguised as a snarky post or a response lacking any relevance or connection to the topic at hand or the post at hand. There's also a good life lesson here as well. If your existence revolves around posting negative things on social media, and let's be honest, far too many people, that's their only public persona, might be a good time to seek some professional help. Most insurance companies pay for this now. Some employers let you take a sad day at work. That's if you actually have a job, since most employers require their employee to have some degree of rudimentary social skills now. Better yet, if you're perpetually angry, don't hit send on anything your brain hasn't composed itself. I'm not saying it's dumb. I'm saying if your not so clever insight was set to music, you know what's coming, don't you? It might come off sounding just like this. Just a hint, folks, that's not a positive. Okay, a few words on why people are so angry. I get it. You may have lost your job or your business. Your girlfriend could have dumped you because you insisted on going to Country Thunder with thousands of other people unvaccinated. Now you got COVID bad and you're facing a hospital visit you can't pay for. And soon they're going to make you wear a mask at work and not go to work. Maybe you're still mad that Trump lost the election, although come on, give it a break. It's been some time. Despite all the failed lawsuits, forensic audits, or taxpayer-funded investigations that continue to this day, people. Truth is, you can walk around angry all the time. You can walk into a Meijer store and shout like a lunatic at the top of your lungs about your loss of personal freedom, or last time I checked, nobody is stopping you from buying that 30-pack of Busch Light, are they? Or panic buying 1,000 rounds of ammunition, or camping out in front of your 50-incher and logging the conspiracy theory websites. That's not, nothing's changed there. But ultimately, science tells us that all that stress and anxiety can kill you. So what would you rather have? A longer life or the chance to text crazy comments to a radio show? Seems like an easy choice, no?
You can't handle the truth.
If Steve ruled the world.
And that is true. Call this one. Thank you, Jack Nicholson. Call this one. Create your own anger management rule. What if I told you that one of the easiest tricks to avoid being angry is just stick with sentences beginning with I? Make it about yourself. Right? I think your refusal to act like a normal person on social media or the text line is actually representative of a much larger psychological problem that could, if untreated, result in serious mental health issues down the road. Here's another one. When you hear radio squawkers saying, this goes for TV squawkers too, saying things you know aren't true just because they know that's what your political party wants you to think, ask yourself this question. What would Donald Trump do? Now, that's a lot different than what would Jesus do, but let's be honest. For some folks, the same level of devotion is required. Whatever the answer is, do the opposite. Ironically, the same thing works if you substitute Joe Biden for Donald Trump in that equation. Don't you love politics? I think John Rich has the right idea.
Shut up, shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and a bitching fit. So shut up about politics. You punch left, I punch right. We're caught up in the middle of a deep swamp fight. Some people lie, some people steal. And everybody's talking about the Green New Deal. Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks.
It's Steve.
Rule the world. Thank you, John Rich. He's a hell of a singer there. Have I mentioned it's one of the things I don't like about angry people is they generally are fun suckers. Nothing takes the fun out of a party more than the guy or girl who thinks they know everything or are usually... because they're usually the grumpiest people in the room. We all know people like this. And unfortunately, talk radio is full of fun suckers. Another phrase that's hard to say. Who think the answer to everything comes out of their mouth. when most of these knuckleheads have resumes that consist of one thing, doing talk radio. No work experience. No wisdom gleaned from anything other than saying things into a microphone. Best fix for angry, fun-sucking people? Ignore them. Like, turn off the radio. Not this show. Change the channel. Ignore. You know what else will suck the fun out of the party? If the only beer you have is Busch Lights.
Come on, alone. Head for the mountains of Busch Beer. Head for the mountains. It's cold and it's smooth and it's waiting for you. Come on, head for the mountains of Busch Beer. Head for the mountains of Busch. Head for the mountains of Busch Light Beer.
It's Steve.
Rule the world. We had to get all that in. That's so good. That's old school. People still drink Busch and Busch Light? My goodness. Why? I think Aaron Rodgers had it right when he said in his press conference the other day that the only good radio you find is the kind you hear at 9:08 in the morning on WTMJ. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. It's obvious. At least that was my takeaway. And listening is a skill, especially when you're talking about radio. What would you rather have? Someone shouting at you. Let me rephrase. Someone shouting at you for 3 hours on the radio, pretending they are experts, or a calm, reassuring voice that tells you the only real expert on anything is you. And that most politicians, as well as most radio hosts, are a complete waste of your time. Unless you're an election or vax denier, then you must listen to these all-important words. You know what's coming from Aaron Rodgers, because clearly you, my friend, are wound too tight.
Five letters here, just for everybody out there in Packerland and yourself today. R-E-L- A-X. Relax.
It's the rule of the world.
Pretty soon, this show's the only place you're going to be hear that clip anymore, because he's going to be gone. All right, here's an idea. Maybe timeouts aren't just for kids anymore. Maybe we set some ground rules for adult behavior. It's long overdue, people. Just like we do for kids. Have a tantrum on Twitter, you're off for a week. Have a flame out on Facebook, no posts for a month. Rant and rave at a local school board meeting. You go sit in the back row facing the wall. And by the way, take off that silly tactical vest you ordered on the internet. You look like an idiot. Complain about masks. Boo-hoo. Shop online. Order takeout. They don't need to see your face. Maybe we need some tough love to straighten out the folks who just can't seem to control themselves in public. Maybe we need, let's be introspective. Maybe we need a code of conduct for radio hosts. Just spitballing here. No shouting. Again, no shouting. No ranting about issues that, like, two people care about. No complaining about anything without offering a solution. Say the name of the paper. It's the Journal Sentinel, for Pete's sakes. Wait! That would wipe out most of the people working in the business. Maybe just get smarter.
What makes someone smart is they're willing to learn. With eyes and ears open, they'll give you a turn to talk, to sing, to dance, to draw, to do something that might leave them in awe. Then you do the same. Let them have a turn and think of the wonderful things you can learn. But shut off your mind, close your eyes, close your ears, and you won't be nearly as smart as your peers. Those people who know that they don't know it all, who'll stop, who'll listen, and not have the gall to talk, 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 talk with no breath. To talk, 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 talk you to death. And sure, they might know lots of interesting stuff about music and art, but enough is enough.
It's the rule of the world.
I can't say it any better, fake Mr. Rogers. All right, last but not least, we all get angry on occasion, don't we? The difference is most of us can move on from our anger. Most of us, me included, can see the positives in any situation. Most of us don't treat other human beings like garbage. Want to live a happier life? One, listen to my show every day, noon, 9 to noon on WTMJ. It's a ray of sunshine in a sea of despair and hostility. Two, take a deep breath before you speak, or post for that matter. Oxygen actually makes the brain work better. That's science, people. And you know how I feel about science. I trust it as much as I do the arm strength and play-calling ability of one Aaron Rodgers, even if he plays on the Jets. And when is that trade happening, by the way? We have like 50 people working in sports here, and they know more, nothing more than I know. Anyway, I want to be positive. Like this.
Go, Pat, go! Go, Pat, go! Go, Pat, go!
All right, that's this week's...
If Steve ruled the world!
Take us to break, young Brandon.